Rarely you saw a woman milking cow. Of course, there was some that milked them, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
But the chickens, that was her province where she operated.
Mm-hmm.
Men didn't go into that field.
Now, did you have a place where they could get in, where they could, the chickens would stay?
Yes, you had a chicken coop. You got one old one right there.
Yeah.
You notice that right there?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, when you... Sometimes they roosted in the tree if you didn't have a chicken coop.
How'd you call your chickens when you were...
Hit.
Okay. And how'd you call the cows in from the field? Do you have a way of calling them? Like we always say, coy!
Come on! Or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
They would respond to any noise that they got familiar and they knew they were going to be fed.
Okay. Do you have
now this man over there, he just rides his truck up now and blows the truck, you know, in unison, one back at the other, and he's got the hair on when they all come on the run. They know the truck, they know the horn, and they know it's loaded.
Did you ever, did you call, like how'd you call your pigs when you're feeding the pigs?
Listen.
You'd say.
No, I can't remember that.
Did you say, pig, 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 like that?
Who is, something
yeah,
like
okay.
that, I believe that.
All right. When you were calling a calf in, did you have any way to call him?
No, okay. I don't think.
Okay, now.
That I can remember.
Now, listen. You know, when you fed a calf, when you, I mean, okay, did you ever milk?
Yeah.
Sure you milk.
Well,
okay, now, you know.
I didn't have any cows, but I learned how to milk, you know.
Okay.
Next door, you see, all the cows were over there.
Yeah. Now, when you
see,
were
my father was a drugstore man, so he didn't have time to fool with the farm. But I had an uncle that farmed all of this.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So I learned from him.
Now, when you were milking, you know, old Daisy, you'd pick that back leg up and she'd move it, and to get her to stand still, what would you say? You say?
Well, I can't remember that, what you said.
You have
steady, something like that, or you'd slap her. You understand?
Slap her?
Slap her gently.
Okay.
You understand?
Oh. You ever say anything
yeah.
like that? Now, when you ate a chicken, when you ate it, there was a certain piece that people liked to have, and they liked to break it apart, you know? You know what that was called?
Well, I know what you're talking about. That was the breast bone.
Well, you know, there was a certain story about this bone.
What is it, wishbone?
Okay. And did you ever have any stories about it?
No.
Of
course, you could make a wish and break it. I think there was something connected with that, but I'm
right.
not sure.
Right, the big piece was what?
I don't know.
All
I don't
right.
recall.
All right. When you kill a chicken, what would you do with the insides of it? What'd you call the insides of that? Did you ever take the...
Entrails.
Okay, did you ever take the liver, the heart, the gizzard?
No, they didn't use that
chicken.
Around. No.
Yeah, or the inside part of a pig or a calf that you might eat?
Now in hogs they use the guts. They call that tripe.
Uh-huh.
But I can't. The entrails of other animals. I don't think like the heart. Now in beef you may have had the liver. You understand?
Yeah.
It depended. What I'm saying in this section, more or less, it would be the Negroes that would eat that. You understand?
Yeah.
But the white people, more or less, ate only the choice.
Did you ever have a part that you might eat or stuff sausage in?
Well, yeah, that was the guts, the entrails, you understand?
They called it what?
Well, sausage, they made it if they stuff it with meat.
Yeah.
Now, tripe was gut stuffed with gut, you understand?
Did they ever hear of chitlins?
No.
Okay. Now, when y'all were, say, cutting hay,